If you had told me 18 months ago I'd be taking my two boys, Sam 20 and Jack 17, to Comic-Con and reporting our experience for Utah Public Radio, I would have laughed it off and said it was impossible. My family was going through a crisis that didn't seem to end, and I was in survival mode. But here we are, and this is our adventure. It's Friday, and we're on our way.
I am heading to Comic-Con!
That's Sam, my exuberant son. 20 minutes out from Comic-Con, Jack says he doesn't feel good. I pull off the freeway, and after ordering some food at a drive-thru, I realize I'd left my wallet at home in Cache Valley. But thanks to an amazing bank manager, we work things out.
We are back on our way to Comic-Con. Woo! Everybody's happy. The trip is on.
Due to my forgetfulness, we're behind on time, and Jack is scheduled to meet his hero, Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, to take a picture. I drop them off at the entrance and look for a parking space and end up at the Gateway Mall.
I'm walking to Comic-Con, and walking towards me, I have a character. Who are you today?
Black Widow.
Black Widow, you look great. I'm out of my element.
Not wanting to miss Jack meeting his hero, I rush to get there and discover that my ticket is gone. I have my UPR badge and mic, but my ID is at home. I approach a security guard standing by a news crew and ask where I can pick up my press pass. They laugh at me, saying my UPR badge and mic are a great costume. I raise my eyebrows at the security staff, and they tell me to go on in. I finally get to my boys as they exit the photo op with Kevin Conroy.
Okay, what are your first thoughts?
I shook his hand twice, and it was amazing. He said hi, and I said, nice to meet you. I had to get it going real quickly. You should have seen his face, though. He was like a little girl.
Congratulations, you've met your hero.
The boys proceed to show me the original Batman from my childhood, and I think I see Adam West.
Those were from my childhood.
Adam West Batman.
Wow. That's not the real Adam West.
Whatever.
Is that the real Adam West?
No, it's just someone dressed up as him.
He looks like he could be, oh my gosh.
Right?
Comic-Con is packed with characters of all types, and I can see why people get excited.
So who's been your favorite character you've seen here so far?
Oh, I couldn't even. Heck, on our way here, I saw a girl dressed as Rainbow Dash. I freaked out a little bit, and that Jack had to quiet me. She was cute, too.
Sam and Jack go off to explore, and I, after some investigative work, pick up my press pass in spite of everything. With pass in hand, I decide I'm going to try for some interviews with celebrities. First up is Eric Roberts, who turned on the charm.
Hey, doll.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
Now, some might find that sexist and offensive, but after being divorced for 7 years, it's the first time in a long time anyone has called me anything aside from ma'am. So frankly, I loved it. I got an interview with Brooke Hogan as she raced to her next gig.
Excuse me, Brooke. My name is Melissa. I'm with Utah Public Radio. Can I just steal you for a second and ask you a couple questions about
you?
Can you walk with us? Yes, absolutely.
We have to get her to a panel right now.
Danny Glover was surprisingly down to earth. And the creme de la creme was Stan Lee. Thrilled with our interviews, we realize we're hungry, have dinner, and catch a bike taxi to our car, which now feels like miles away. Falling into the car, we exhale and recount our favorite moments.
10 out of 10, cloud 9, woohoo, fantastic, spectacular, so good and superb. It was like sailing on a cloud of happiness and dreams with a bunch of other people
okay.
with you.
Okay, what do you guys say after that? Did you anticipate that it was even going to be that good?
I knew I was going to get a picture with Kevin Conroy and that was awesome, but I didn't know that I was going to be meeting and shaking hands and talking with Danny Glover and Stan Lee and a little bit of Brooke Hogan.
Ah, we got to talk to those guys and I met one of my friggin' heroes, Stan Lee. Stan frickin' Lee. It kind of just made itself happen.
You know what my favorite part was?
What?
It's gonna make you sick. It was watching you guys and being there with you and seeing how excited and happy you were. That was really cool.
My big takeaway from this, never laugh at the impossible.
Who knew?
To hear the full interviews, go to upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.
Remember.